You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Talking some college football. I mentioned the college football video game's out, so it's got college football on my brain. This is not a roster update. There's a ton they've dumped into this game. We just gave you the top 10 games to look forward to this season. Mm-hmm. And Stoney, you found a college football list that...
It's kind of surprising about who is not on there, but we're going to take it one step further. CBSSports.com has a list of the 25 worst coaching hires this century. And I am just stunned that either Rich Rodriguez at Michigan or even to a lesser extent, you know, Brady Hoke in Michigan, Mel Tucker, but Tucker,
they got to be six games.
So probably, but whatever. Especially Rich Rod, because it didn't work out, is not on the list of the 25 worst coaching hires in college football this season.
He lost to Toledo.
Yeah, they won three games. It's 3-5-7. Actually, what's funny is the worst is a tie between guys who never even coached a game. Mike Price at Alabama. Remember that?
Yeah.
And a guy at Pittsburgh named Michael Haywood.
I don't remember that.
He lasted only a few weeks after he was arrested and charged with felony domestic violence charges.
Well, at least Rich Rod didn't do that.
Yes, exactly. But they, you know, there's some Charlie Weiss at Kansas is fifth. Les Miles at Kansas is
eighth. Don't get hired at Kansas.
Yes. Greg Robinson at Syracuse is 11th. Purdue had two, Ryan Walters and Darryl Hazel.
Hazel.
Carl Durrell at Colorado. Anyway.
How many local coaches were on the list at all? None?
None.
So we have not had a bad enough college coaching hire in the last 25 years.
According to this list.
Okay. And I mean, MSU fans may have some gripes in there beyond Mel Tucker, right? I mean.
When was John L?
John L would have been in the last, right? This is since 2000?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been in there.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby Williams.
Right.
Well, Bobby Williams was hired in 90.
Okay.
Technically, it was December of 99. Yes.
Right.
So your question is what? The worst?
So here's the question I have. In this quarter century, since 2000, who are the worst coaching hires in Detroit? And we're going to include Michigan and Michigan State, U of D, if you want Oakland U. Whatever. Oakland didn't hire anybody. It can't be still there. Thank God. I love the guy. Anyway, as opposed to Kenny and Evan, what they think of him. Anyway, the worst coaching hires in Detroit in the last 25 years, and there are a voluminous amount of nominees you could use.
Okay, I want to start the nomination process.
Okay.
And I'm not going that far back. Monty Williams.
I mean,
when you preside over the worst season in Pistons franchise history, mm-hmm. when you get paid all that money and it's very obvious you don't want to be there,
mm-hmm.
Stoney, I'm sure someone will top it, but I have a hard time believing someone's been worse than Monty Williams for one of our teams.
Well, since you're going to go with the worst in franchise history, I will agree with you, but go with a different player, or a different coach.
The 0-16 Lions?
Rod Marinelli.
Yeah.
Rod, I mean, I believed in the invisible.
These are one and two.
Yeah, well, there are some others you could even, you know, I mean, there have been some really bad. I mean, Mo Cheeks. I mean, come on. I mean, if you even want to get really, you know, go after somebody who actually won some game. I mean, Dave Lewis turned into a bad hire.
Yeah,
I mean,
with the
nothing like that, obviously.
Right. I mean, Mo Cheeks. I know Monty Williams is bad. Mo Cheeks might have topped it. He got what, 50 games?
If that, yeah, something like that.
I remember we had him on when he got hired, and Jamie said we're never having him on again.
Didn't have to worry about it. He didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Monty Williams and Mo Cheeks are one and doneers.
I don't know. I mean, collegially, imagine Rich Rod.
I mean, he'd end up on a top 5-7 would be Rich Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Racking my brain. I mean, like, again, the Dave Lewis argument is someone like Brad Ausmus.
Mm-hmm.
You inherit this ready-made team and you don't do anything with it.
Or what's his face after Garnegut? Louis Pujols.
Yes.
Who?
Louis Pujols. He after Garner got fired.
Six games into the season.
By the way, that drop might be used. I think we have that. They promoted Louis Pujols. And he was so bad, and they had Philippe Alou was like the assistant coach, and they botched up the lineup card once or
this
whatever.
Is the O2 Tigers, it counts. Yeah.
So through text, I give the ticket texters credit. I actually wonder if Marinelli's the worst. And I know when you just look at the 0-16,
right,
it's the worst. But the hatred for Matt Patricia is unrivaled.
Yes.
And I actually wonder if people think he might have been the worst. It did lead, really, that led to the Stafford leaving.
Yeah.
Now, we all think that's probably still the right thing long term, although, you know, you never know. That was the end. He broke Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
People hated Matt Patricia.
Oh, I think he might be the most hated coach in Detroit sports history. I don't know if he is the worst, but I get the argument for it. I mean, the guy came in here as an alleged rocket scientist, brainiac,
right,
and his concepts on defense were man coverage with no blitzing ever. I mean, a kindergartner could have drawn that up. You go to him, and we'll just put a safety over the top. We're never going to blitz. We're just going to sit there. That's the rocket scientist that we hired.
Right.
And by the way, also rubbed all the players the wrong way. They still have Mount Patricia over at training camp. That stupid hill he had them build.
I know.
Yeah, he may be the most hated.
No doubt.
And he is among the worst.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
Who's the worst Detroit coaching hire, include colleges as well, in the last quarter century?
Giving all control to Stan Van Gundy. That's on the ticket text.
Yeah, but they at least made the playoffs. They were respectable. I mean, he was a worse general manager and president than he was a coach.
Stoney, what about Tommy Amaker?
Tommy Amaker is right, but they had a couple winning seasons at least, right?
Yeah, like Juwan Howard is listed in here.
Yeah.
Early Juwan, there was a moment where it looked like it was going to work.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's slapping coaches and getting suspended.
So Juwan's early success was totally just beeline ball unraveling.
Yes.
And I contend that the second Eli Brooks was done playing basketball at Michigan, Juwan Howard was cooked.
Bobby Ross, although that would have been 90s.
That was 90s. All right.
Marty Morningweg taking the win. Okay, you get where this is going.
Yes, 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. I got one from a smaller school that was really, really bad. 97 won the ticket.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.